Our newsmaker on the program, the Israeli Nobel Prize winner Ahava Yonath, joins us. She's won the 2009 award for chemistry along with Venki Ramakrishnan for her pioneering work on the structure of ribosomes. What are ribosomes? They're a key part of the machinery of our cells. Her work has helped prove the efficacy of antibiotics, and that's been absolutely remarkable. She's the first woman from the Middle East to win the Nobel in chemistry and the first woman from the Middle East to win a Nobel in sciences. Ahava Yonath, it is a real honor to be speaking to you. Thank you very much. Ma'am, you're best known for your pioneering work on ribosomes. For the benefit of those watching this interview, can you tell us how ribosomes are a key part of the machinery in our cells?
Ribosomes are translating the genetic information into the workers of life, which are called proteins. So each person has a lot of genes. Each gene is coding for a specific protein that is doing a specific task in life. Ribosomes work the same way, or almost the same way, in all creatures, in bacteria, in flowers, in trees, in human beings, in animals. They read, or they can translate the genetic code into the output, and stopping their work is essentially stopping life. That's the way the antibiotics are functioning. So each antibiotic has a ribosome that she knows or can attack. And what we are trying to do is to stop this attack on the ribosome. Because if the ribosomes don't work, there are not enough proteins or not proteins at all, which is actually a very serious disease or even death.
Ma'am, a lot of your work looks at ribosomal crystallography, something which you pioneered. How was this a line of research that really got you interested several decades back, and you pioneered it, as I said? And how did you overcome the initial skepticism over its merits?
Oh, that's a very long story.
Give us the short answer.
Could I overcome? But in a few sentences, the problem was understanding the structure of ribosomes and how they function. The structure was required. Ribosomes are very complicated, and they have many, many, many components, and each component had to stay exactly in the correct position so the second one can be connected or disconnected to it, and they are not stable. It means, well, as long as they work, they are fantastic. But when you take them out in order to determine how they work or the structure, they fall apart. And very many excellent scientists try to keep them in steady structure, and failed because they fall apart within a few hours or maybe a few days, depending which ones, when they don't work. They can maintain their functional structure as long as they are functioning. How did I overcome it? I read about bears that go to sleep in the beginning of the winter in the North Pole, yep, and that their ribosomes become a very densely packed within their cells. Because, as far as I understood it, bears are going to sleep in the beginning of the winter. They hardly function. It means they hardly use the ribosomes. But when they get up in the winter, in the spring, they need to function. And if they just stay as they are, the ribosomes will fall apart and they won't be able to be alive and to do what bears are doing in order to live. So when I thought that nature is so clever to pack the ribosomes so they won't fall apart. I connected a very dense packing and very strong packing with staying alive. It means not falling apart. But I didn't really want to go to the North Pole and catch bears in the beginning of the winter, kill them and study how the ribosomes function. I looked for other systems when there are stresses in life, like winter is a threat for the bears. And in Israel, there is a sea, or small sea, a lake, called the Dead Sea.
Yes.
It means the salt concentration is very, very high. So I thought this is also a stressful environment, and I should take advantage of it. That's the way I started. Later on, not only me, but others also were able to find other stressful conditions for life. And that's the way we determined the first structures of ribosomes. Later on, we learned how to change the conditions in the test tube in order to produce crystals. So this was the beginning of my work.
Ma'am, you were the first woman in 45 years to win the Nobel in Chemistry, the first woman from the Middle East to win a Nobel in Sciences, as I understand it. Can you tell us about how your own interest in science grew? How did it all start?
It had nothing to do with my gender. I was just curious, and I like to understand everything. The fact that not many females were interested or deeply interested in science, this was because women have also other things, other duties in life, which are very, very important. Otherwise,
yes,
we won't be alive if the women would not take care of us. So that's more or less the story.
It's been wonderful speaking to you, and welcome to India. Thank you very much indeed for joining us and speaking to us. Thanks very much, ma'am. That's it then on this program, this edition of Left, Right and Center. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, good night.